This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We are getting to our Hard Knocks era of our lives, which will be very exciting.
You're getting your poses ready for watching practice. The fingers under the chin, maybe, as the look.
I'm going to go through with a clipboard. That'll make it look like I'm a lot more intense.
He's just drawing a train.
You know what?
The whole
What?
It's a doodle of a train.
That's right. Doodling. We both have to have clipboards so then we can consult next to each other.
And then you point to like mine with a pen like...
We turn and we just high five.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, good morning, Bills fans. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher training camp as we're on for another day here. 9:45 practice today. Coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We are pleased to welcome in Pat Harris, who is lead director of HBO's Hard Knocks here for this series of the Bills. Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're excited to talk to you about this. I think Bills fans are pretty excited to see their team. You know, any Bills content is good, and I think, you know, there's the cliched idea that, it's a distraction. I'm sure you guys hear that all the time. But the flip side of that for Bills fans and any football fan is like, I get access. I can see my team, and that's pretty great.
That's the hope. I think, yeah, we're used to the reluctance, you know, football teams, fans, players, they all just want their team to succeed and not be distracted at all. I think we've gotten pretty good at not being a distraction, or at least that's what we think. That's how we operate. So we try to tell the teams, be yourselves. That's what's good TV, and ultimately we're just going to follow around what you're doing.
Do you find that through the process these teams are nervous at first, and by the end they're just like, oh yeah, you know, hey, it's Pat. These guys are hanging out. They're just kind of part of the, you know, part of the entourage, part of the show now.
No question. And that is our goal, even from our shirts. Like, we found that putting the shirts the team color blends you in. Players don't notice it as much, so that is our goal, and we try to get it as quick as possible.
So you've been with Hard Knocks for how many years?
This is my 10th Hard Knocks in the directing world, 10 out of the last 11. So we had our son during Cowboys year, so I took a year off there, and then I worked on a couple previously, but yeah, 10 out of the last 11.
And you are a Rochester native and a Bills fan, so
yes.
Is this one a little special?
Oh, no question. No question. I think this is my first year in this role, so I thought that would be special regardless. But then you add in my favorite team. You add in being in my hometown. My dad went here. Grandpa, a bunch of cousins went here. So it's pretty surreal, I think, that it's all landed in this spot.
But you kind of been waiting for the Bills to get picked here? Like, I feel like there have been a lot of iterations of Hard Knocks, and this is the first for any of it. Even the in-season, this is the first one.
Definitely. I think I've quietly pitched or said, like, hey, this could be a good year for the Bills, like this many years, and it kind of fell to deaf ears or never really worked. So I think when it finally did happen, it was a little, I was reluctant to like accept and say, like, I'll believe it when it's like signed on the dotted line, but it's awesome that it finally did.
So here we are at St. John Fisher. The season begins. But before we get into, you know, the how this all works, just as a Bills fan, like, you've been to games, you've been to Highmark, like, memories of that stadium going back for you?
Oh, no question. I feel like I would go. It started like early memories were like going to those kids' days during preseason games. Parents would drive up. My dad always had season tickets, so a lot of them too were remembering him like, all right, he's, you got to help him get ready to go to the game, to do his tailgate and do everything like that. And then I feel like as I got older, I'd be able to go with friends. I remember memories. This was, I mean, I grew up in the peak Brady Patriots years. So
the drought
years. Remember,
yeah, yes. Drought era kid like me.
Yes. A lot of times of like, Dad, can we go to any other game with the Patriots? Like that's, yeah. And of course that's the one his buddy didn't want to go to. So it worked out, but no, I feel like it's cool that I was able to have memories as a kid. And then now that I've gotten older and been able to work games and be on the sidelines for, you know, NFL films, it's kind of been like a cool full circle moment.
Yeah. Well, how does this all work? So your day to day, you guys are out here filming all the time. How much work goes in before anybody even shows up at training camp? Just kind of contact with the Bills, planning things. Do you ask about a certain set of players? Do you ask their opinion on who's interesting? To try and find the storylines that you end up covering, how do you ultimately arrive there?
It starts with, we usually do a little, like, put together a research packet. We get to know the players. We do, you know, look at social medias and kind of familiarize ourselves. There's five directors, including myself, that'll just kind of like, just, hey, here's who we got. So we have an idea of personalities, storylines, and then a lot of it's, you know, once we get to camp, we have keep that in the back of our head, and then we just kind of keep our eyes open and listen, because the one thing I never like is staying on, hey, we reread this, you know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. We have to keep sticking to this when in reality it's not true. So we try to do some homework. I think definitely talking with the team, talking with the PR staffs gives us a good idea of just different personalities and characters that are on the team that we might not know about. Hey, just because this guy doesn't post on social media doesn't mean he's not a good personality. But
yeah,
we usually like to come in with a little homework done and being ready to roll.
Yeah, and you said you think it's a good year for the Bills. Do you feel like as you're going through this, we've talked about this offseason, this team feels like it's Josh Allen, who's the MVP, and then there's a lot of good players that maybe aren't superstars, household names, you know, for every football fan around the league. Can that almost play to your benefit, though, like telling the story of players that are meaningful and are good players on this team that, again, aren't guys that you're seeing in the Pro Bowl or getting all the All-Pro accolades every single year?
I think it opens us up to tell the story of really anybody and everybody, because I think I'm kind of jaded, you know, being dialed into the Bills and everything about them, but trying to listen to coworkers that, hey, they know the Bills because they watch them on Sunday Night Football or they've seen them play the Chiefs, whatever, you know, reason is, but know that I'm pretty in tune, but the rest of the world might not be with players like that, that all of a sudden, hey, we know Deion Dawkins is an incredible personality, is people that know the Bills. Let's show the world, everybody, you know, there's a lot of players that I think fall under that line that really the world can see how incredible football players, but also people they are.
So when this gets started, you're asking about access. Can we do this? Is it ask for the moon, see what you get? Like, how is it a collaborative that you get to what you are allowed to use, what you should protect, how much trust there is? Are you in a room and you filter back through? Like, take us through exactly how that might work.
I think we usually open up and say, like, we, you know, putting cameras in all different rooms, filming meetings, wiring people up. Like, that's usually the big umbrella that we start with. And then teams kind of make little tweaks here. Hey, maybe we do this many wires, or maybe we put, you know, put a camera here. But, you know, on this day, hey, can we just have it to ourselves? So there's, like, a collaboration. I think that's what helps form the partnership that we ultimately want with this team.
At the end of the day, you're not trying to be investigative, exposing what they're doing.
Correct.
You're just trying to tell the other side of it. You know, I'm not sure, like, whatever, the names of the plays, the formations they're going to use, that would be interesting to fans. But what you're trying to do is kind of just craft stories around what the football team is.
Correct. And that's what we always tell teams, like, any install, you know, that we don't care. As much as, yes, I'm the same way. It'd be fascinating to see and understand. That's not what this show is. The majority of our fans wouldn't even understand it. So I think that's one, I don't even know if it's a misconception, but that sets them at ease, I think, once we kind of clear that up of like, hey, we know the camera's in there, we're filming this meeting, but ultimately we don't need that.
Can that relationship with the team and that dynamic change when the show is actually airing? Like, has it ever happened in the past where, maybe, I don't know, this could happen anywhere, I guess, like some team didn't like something, the way it was perceived on television, and I don't know, does that ever change, or do you find that it actually, you know, as the show starts airing, that it's just kind of, you know, at that point, everyone's used to it.
It rarely, and I can't remember an instance where it almost goes from, like, great, incredible access to, like, minimize because,
sure,
of something they were uncomfortable with. It's usually the opposite, where they kind of start off a little like reserved, and then they start to see as stuff starts to come together, we show rough cuts. I think players especially, once they start to see, okay, here's how we're introducing this guy. We're not, again, out to make anybody look bad. Mm-hmm. We're not focusing on the negatives with that stuff. I think we're kind of documenting camp, and a lot of times, hey, yeah, you had a rough practice. We're going to show that because that's part of what this is. But the intention of the hope is like, hey, you have an ability to redeem yourself. So I think a lot of times players see that first or second episode, and then they're a little bit more comfortable with us.
So like a day today, there's practice today. The players that are going to be mic'd up, is there a schedule that's kind of set ahead of time? So I think I'd heard one day was here, five guys were mic'd up. Maybe KJ Hamler was one of them. Josh was one of them. When a guy knows he's mic'd up, you know, he's just do you give him tips like, hey, I feel like I'm thinking of the movie Almost Famous where the guy's embedded with the band. He's like, just make us look cool, man, right? Like, are these players basically like, you know, just make me look cool?
Yes. You find, I think, one, we want players to be themselves. I think you realize the veterans, if there's a conversation that's like, you know, they're talking about something personal, the ones who know the deal, they're like, oh, I don't want to say anything. It's like, they're not going to use that. Like, yeah. That's not what we're here for. I think you realize, guys, the way we can film it is we aren't an invasive. We aren't, you know, right in their hip pocket the entire time. So I think they can just operate. At the end of the day, they gotta prepare for the season. So we want to get what we need, but also not be in the way of what they need.
How many cameras? How many people? What are the numbers on site?
So we got 35 people on our crew on site. We have 8 cameras at every practice. Between like 5 and 8 wires. And then there's an entire army of people back in NFL Films that have to, you know, ingest the footage, log it, put the show together. So we're looking at, you know, 70 to 100 people that are working on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
On that end.
And how unique is this show to that? Because your turnaround time, especially once the show starts airing, is it vastly different? Is it unique in that way compared to other, you know, documentaries for sports and whatnot, because, you know, you're trying to have it come out as camp is ongoing?
I think it's one of one, and I think we've continued to prove that each year. I think other, you know, we always say when we're up against other documentaries, you can kind of compare yourself to like ones. A lot of them just have exponentially more time to put it together. I think the way we kind of start to ramp up and just turn it around in a week, it's crazy when you kind of like talk through it and say it out loud, but we're kind of like a well-oiled machine between here, back at Films, that we're just used to that. That's what we've grown up with. That's what I've grown up with. But it is very impressive that we're able to do that, I think, year in and year out.
Do you have an idea, like episode one at this point? Because you say you send things back, they ingest it, they log it, they cut it. Do you guys have an idea of what the focus might be early on, like who the stars are, who the characters are early on?
A little bit. I think we're not quite there yet with it, but I think we have an idea. Like, obviously, you got to figure out, okay, how are you going to introduce Josh? I think the first episode is you kind of introduce the stars. It's introducing Sean. It's introducing Dion. Even Brandon Bean, like the people like that you want to start the foundation of like what the Bills are and who they are. So you kind of have an idea there. And then it's really those episodes, once 2, 3, 4, and you start to introduce different characters. It's kind of sometimes we might have 3 characters, but we can only introduce 2. So we're trying to do the best thing in the field to say, all right, we're going to give you all that you might need to introduce all 3 of these guys. And then it's ultimately, you know, on them to decide.
Pat Harris, lead director of HBO's Hard Knocks.
With McDermott on that, you mentioned him as one of kind of the stars to be introduced. I wonder, you know, one, I guess what he's been like to deal with from your end during this whole process, but then two, also him being, you know, like presented there as one of the stars of the team. As I mentioned, it's not like a long list of all pros that are on the roster. And I feel like he's another one where I guess I don't know what the casual football fan around the country actually thinks of him or even knows about him in the first place.
Right, and that's, I think, kind of to our advantage that we can kind of open up the book and say, yeah, this is Sean McDermott. I think from my personal interactions with him, he's extremely kind, like has a good sense of humor. It makes you feel like he's known you for a lot of years, and he's very comfortable, introduces himself to all of our crew. So that's been, I think, fun knowing. I've obviously watched him on the sidelines for many years, been a fan, and he came in and was very excited to have us. So I think that's an opportunity for us to say, all right, Sean is a huge piece of this team, huge piece of the Bills culture. So what can we do to let the average fan that doesn't know kind of peer in a little bit to what he is, not only as a coach, I think, but as a person too.
We've got you for a little bit here this morning, and wonderful to have this time. Is this a little bit of downtime before practice every day? Like you have this window, the calm before the storm, and then once you get to practice, like the day's filled?
Yes. So usually we have a production meeting at 7 o'clock to kind of just lay out what the day is, who we got mic'd up, anything like of note that we're doing. And then it's usually a lot of our operators are just getting gear prepped and things like that. We usually try to get a little breakfast or something like that. And then pressers will start, and then we'll make our way down to the field. We'll start getting guys, you know, as they come out to the field. And then usually then it becomes a whirlwind until practice is over with. And then it's almost you stop down again, get some food, and then you're almost starting to anticipate the next day. Hey, what random stuff do we need to do? We want to shoot some B-roll of like signage around here. It's stuff like that that you're really kind of trying to think like more creatively, and then ultimately walk through ends the day, and then you turn around and do it all over again.
You're from the area. Do you find that you're almost like the host for everybody, like on where to go, yep, and you know where to get stuff to eat and all that?
I had a lot of pressure to make sure I had some good food recs, and yeah. I realized, I mean, it's been a while since I've lived here, so I know the places I know the places yeah, my parents go. So I had a buddy who put together some food recommendations for us to share to the crew, which I think they've taken advantage
of. Was everybody just thinking, I got to try a garbage plate, or did they not even know maybe what a garbage plate was?
I had no idea. It's funny when you get the reaction of like, I tell
is.
You, and then I'm going to show you a picture, and you're going to be like, wow, that, or you're going to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a couple people try it, and they were big fans.
Nice. Very good. And then, of course, there's spots around. You're filming here, but, I mean, is the Pittsford Dairy making an appearance? Everyone's wondering. They always talk about the milkshakes. They go for those. There's golf courses. We know got some players that are out there golfing, so the off-campus stuff.
Yeah, we will try to pop up. I think there's a strong chance Pittsford Dairy shows up. Golfing, we're hoping. We're still trying to figure out who that right person is to golf. But I think that's ultimately the goal of Rochester and goal of, like, kind of you're in a different area for camp. So what are the things that make Rochester unique? And I have a good at least perspective of that. But I think what are players doing on that downtime to say, hey, we're away from our families. How are we just going to kill some time?
Yeah. All right, Pat Harris, lead director of HBO's Hard Knocks. First episode airs
August 5th. 9 p.m.
Yep. 9 p.m. And there's a sneak preview coming. There's a special showing as well locally, so people get a look at that. But August 5th, 9 p.m. Very good. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck throughout the process from here.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Pat Harris, of lead director of Hard Knocks here with Joe and I. We'll get a break in. Carl Jones joining us on the other side. Talk a little football here. We expect the Bills in full pads today. So exciting day here from St. John Fisher. 9:45 to start practice. And we'll keep you rolling all through it here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.